This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin,
a Civic Media station.
The weekend forecast for Southwest Wisconsin for today: a foggy start to your Saturday morning, an overcast, damp but warmer day, a high at 40. A flash freeze could happen tonight. Anything wet from melting will become ice with a low of 28. Mostly cloudy Sunday, 37. Monday, sunny to start, increasing clouds by the afternoon, a high of 40. Light showers lingering Tuesday, a high of 38. Wednesday, a high of 40. Thursday, more sun than clouds and a high of 44.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
It is a foggy start to your weekend. Good morning. Welcome to Saturday, January 27th, 2024. As mentioned, fog, and we're at 34 degrees as we get your weekend underway. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger, challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death.
I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. See Rose's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. Stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina.
Heading down to El Paso. If you are on the road again, maybe to El Paso, definitely use some caution. Dense fog. We're under a dense fog advisory as well until 10 a.m. so far. 34 with Willie.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
music seems to fall apart. No matter what we do, they just don't make love like they used to. Love just don't hold on like it used to. It dies before it's halfway through. It seems to fall apart no matter what we do. They just don't make love like they used to. I remember when I loved you with all the world.
Is your weekend wake up as we hear from Eddie Arnold on Country and Community. 5:15, we're at 34.
Come on in, out of the cold. Warm yourself at the fireplace. Come on in, out of the cold. You can rest here at our place. You're welcome as you can be. Stay with us a while and rest your weary bones before you walk another mile. Come on in, have a bite to eat. That's the least we can do. Come on in, take a load off your feet. You're our brother and we'll take good care of you. Come on in. Let me take your hand. Just find a place here at the table. Come on and dig right in. It's as easy as that. You'll be fed if you're willing and able. And if you should decide you're tired of walking all alone, I'm sure that we could find another nail to hang you on. You've been through. Come on in. We'll
Beat the Winter Blahs at the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation Winter Carnival, Saturday from 11 until 3 at the Riverdale Elementary School. It'll be fun for all ages. There will be free games, face painting, prizes, and concessions. Bounce houses will be available for a $10 charge. It's a great photo opportunity for moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas. The Riverdale Community Education Foundation Winter Carnival. Admission is free. Lots of great food on the grounds as well. Saturday at Riverdale Schools, helping to benefit Riverdale to be even stronger.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. In girls basketball from last night, our featured game, Prairie du Chien defeated Richland Center 89-17. Ithaca over North Crawford at home 54-28. Dodgeville a 70-38 win over River Valley. Mineral Point picked up the girls' win over Riverdale 69-43. Fenimore 59-53 over Boscobel. It was a win for Platteville over Lancaster 49-41, Wazika Steuben 71, Seneca 14, Kickapoo 58-47 over Lafarge Youth Initiative, Potosi Cassville defeated Highland 63-53, River Ridge 52, Benton 22. It was a 78-22 win for Cuba City over Iowa Grant and Wisconsin Rapids over Reedsburg 73-66. Boys finals from last night. Verroqua was 72, Black River Falls 59, Hillsboro a 73-33 win over Waniwak Center, DeSoto 66, Weston 51, West B over Arcadia 54-44, Royal 71-20 over New Lisbon, Bangor over Brookwood 70-54, Reedsburg 60, Sauk Prairie 46, and La Crosse Logan a 65-51 win over Sparta. A.J. Storr put in 28 points, Stephen Krall added 15, and the number 13 Wisconsin Badgers beat Michigan State 81-66 last night. Bucky has now won 10 of their last 11. Wisconsin leads the Big Ten by one game over number 2, Purdue. A.J. Hogard scored 19, and Malik Hall added 13 for the Spartans, which had its three-game winning streak snapped. Spartans head man Tom Izzo remains stuck on 699 career wins. Storr went 9 of 17 from the field and 7 of 8 from the free throw line to fall 1 point short of a career high.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness, pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world, and that's not all. Indulge your sweet tooth with the bake sale and explore treasures at the silent auction. For donations or more information, call Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. Let's come together for Kathy, a morning of delicious food, community, and compassion. See you there Sunday at the Ithaca Commons from 7 until 12:30.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Farming on the northern plains, milking cows, growing grains, keeping all the silos full, being agricultural. Pray for rain, load the truck, listen to the chickens cluck. Work all day, sleep all night, work the next day. Wife went to the store, I go out to do the chores. Up on the tractor, cause I gotta go plow. Field work's not done, but the tractor won't run. Pop the clutch, turn the key, nothing seems to work for me.
We could start the tractor, it's a carburetor or the alternator.
Fui.
We could start the tractor, she is in position, but there's no ignition.
Turn the key round and round. Starter doesn't make a sound. Kick the tire, scratch my head, get the toolbox from the shed. Maybe it's electrical, maybe it's mechanical. Maybe I can plow with the family car. Change the filter, change the oil, radiator starts to boil. Fill it up with antifreeze, spilling some upon my knees. Check the motor every night, something isn't feeling right. Keeps on leaking every day, puddles in the driveway.
We could start the tractor. I tried to choke it, but I can't get broken.
Shoot.
We couldn't start the tractor. Radiator's hissing and the engine's missing.
New points, new plugs, trying to get out of the box. Fan, belt, battery, this tractor be the death of me. Will it quit? Will it go? Will it start tomorrow? Will insurance pay if I set it on fire? Ay, 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 John Deere. J.I.K.'s, Alice Chalmers takes its place. Oliver won't run, try the Massey Ferguson. Sell the car, sell the bull, buy an international. Seems whichever one I drive, I can't keep the thing alive.
We couldn't start the tractor. I am in a panic, need a good mechanic. We couldn't start the tractor. All the fuel she's pumping on the ground is dumping.
Finally got the thing to run, thought that my repairs were done. Better be, I had to make 7 trips to town. Take it out through the gate, still won't steer straight. Radio's dead and the fans broke down. GPS satellite isn't working quite right. I don't know just what to do, it says I'm farming in Peru.
We couldn't start the tractor.
Woo!
Or the power takeoff is about to break over. We couldn't start the tractor. It makes me homicidal when it just won't idle.
In the field running fine, coming to the section line. Try to stop, now the tractor won't shut down. Can't get it out of gear, say a prayer, shed a tear. Starter key breaks in two, I don't know just what to do. Steering gear starts to burn, stupid tractor won't turn. Tractor driver's pretty dense, takes out 40 feet of fence. In a rut, get stuck, crash into the pickup truck. Radio, warn the spouse, think I'm heading for the house.
We couldn't stop the tractor.
Everybody duck, because the clutch is stuck.
We couldn't stop the tractor. Until I'm out of gas, I'll just go on and on. Stop the tractor.
I am getting thinner, cause I'm missing dinner.
We couldn't stop the tractor.
Look out!
I can't make a profit if I can't get off it.
Hold the county agent!
We couldn't stop the tractor.
The way this thing is driving, hope I'll be surviving.
We couldn't stop the tractor.
Until I'm out of gas, I'll just go on and on and on and on. I just built that. Ah, Emma, get the car and follow me. Emma, stop this crazy thing.
To remember, to forget her. I can't seem to get her off my mind. I thought I'd never miss her, but I found out somehow. I think about her almost all the time. The day she went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget where I've met. But something sure is wrong, cause I'm so blue and lonely. God, to remember, to forget.
she went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget we're ever. Well, but something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm so blue and lonely, I forgot to remember to forget.
We are under a dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. this morning, and according to meteorologist Alex Winter, another foggy morning and another overcast damp day with a high of 40. Cloudy and quiet, temperatures falling below freezing late tonight. That could lead to some icy spots with a low near 29. Cloudy Sunday, some afternoon sunshine, 37, 22 Sunday night. Monday, partly cloudy, mild, 41. Tuesday, 40. Wednesday, 40. Mid-40s by Thursday. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lordy, well, I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife. I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of her life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man, and in whoops, oh Lordy, well, she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the bin, and in whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
At the door, they all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was a whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to thinking what happened a long time ago. Will I do it all again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
It's a classic weekend wake up. Jimmy Rogers, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine on Country and Community. Good morning, Adam Hess taking you through your Saturday, January 27th, cold get-together. Well, it's pretty nice, actually. 34.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hound Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110. My speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped a truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down in the dip. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness, pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world, and that's not all. Indulge your sweet tooth with the bake sale and explore treasures at the silent auction. For donations or more information, call Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. Let's come together for Kathy, a morning of delicious food, community, and compassion. See you there, Sunday at the Ithaca Commons, from 7 until 12:30.
100.9.
Hee-haw!
Start your day the right way.
It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Raw.
I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing. While I watch the cannons flashing, I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying. Before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun.
Are touring the United States. We just left Galveston and we're gonna hop a rail to the city of New Orleans. Well, actually, that is the name of the train, right? Here's Arlo Guthrie on RCO.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Dealing card games club cars, penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle, feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel.
I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. Passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone.
It's your weekend wake up. We're at 34 degrees at 5:45. We will have a farm news update at the top of the hour. Following that, look at your weekend forecast. Alex Winter stops by, all part of your Saturday, which is almost a spring-like Saturday if you look at the forecast. We're 30s and 40s until like a week and a half. Yeah, we'll take it.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with a of her side. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. She slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining, honey, sweet.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
Mm-hmm.
drifting off on Martinique Bay. It's not that I'm not interested, you see. Augusta, Georgia is just no place to be.
I think Jamaican in the moonlight. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Keep on talking, mama, I can hear. Your voice, it tickles down inside of my ear. I feel a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer.
I think Jamaican in the moonlight. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Voila, an American dream. Well, we can travel, girl, without any means.
When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign.
Falling down. I think a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. And
voila, an American dream. Yeah, we can travel, girl, without any means. When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign. Just think Jamaica.
You call me baby. Now I've got a new Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness: pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world, and that's not all. Indulge your sweet tooth with the bake sale and explore treasures at the silent auction. For donations or more information, call Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. Let's come together for Kathy, a morning of delicious food, community, and compassion. See you there Sunday at the Ithaca Commons from 7 until 12:30.
This Farm News and Market Update from Brownfield on WRCA Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service in real estate, household, hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn are in a weather market. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Dale Durkholz, owner at Grain Cycles, tells Brownfield this is the time of year when the corn and soybean focus is mostly on weather in Argentina and Brazil.
You know, we can talk about soybeans, and as we get increasing harvest results in Brazil, they're only 7% done right now. You know, people will be adjusting that harvest number up or down. You know, Rally de Safra last week started out in their pre-tour meeting at 153 million ton, and I think a lot of people order 153, 155. And, you know, maybe it could edge a little higher if some of the results are really good going forward, but I think the uncertain thing is, does it go a lot lower? Now, the corn will come along and be an important factor, probably starting 4, maybe more like 6 weeks from now, when we really start to edge away from the soybean growing season and get into that growing season for the second crop corn. And then you got Argentina. This last week, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange rate went and raised their expectations a little bit for corn and soybeans, a little bit over 50 million ton for each.
Durkholz says there's still a lot of questions, but we should start to get some answers soon.
Beans, you know, you have a lot of uncertainty about what kind of yield for the whole crop at this juncture, you know, but it is a little bit scary when you start hearing stories like people going in and planting beans or planting corn, second crop corn, in a bean field before they harvest the beans themselves. And that tells you a little bit of something about the quality of the beans. And I worry a little bit when I get down into Argentina that maybe we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves at this juncture. You know, we're still quite a ways away from harvest on corn and even beans to a degree we're a little ways away from. So we really still don't know much, but certainly some of the conditions are better. But I've heard some of the short-range forecasts are starting to take some moisture out of Argentina. So it's going to be a good crop. Certainly nothing's going to compare to what they had last year for a lot of years.
And now for more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. It was a rather quiet Friday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Following the active day on Thursday for the week, live deals in the South are marked at $174 to mostly $175, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern business was at mostly $277, which is $3 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis. Check in with Tony Hancock to see what's been going on in Missouri sale barns this past week. Tony says things have improved significantly.
Prices, really good. The buyers, they're back in the market. They can get a supply to the barn. The sellers can there. Some of those four-weight calves, the top end of them, up like 335, 338. Five-weights, the medium and large ones. They're averaging statewide 302, had a load top at like 317 this week on